You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization's hashtag campaign, Commit to Quit, has launched the Quitter Diary series. It follows the real-life journeys of six people as they try to quit tobacco for good. Krishna in India, Georgie in Georgia, and Donna in South Africa share their stories.
I don't want to depend on something that is so harmful.
There are small things that deciding my life in a very, very big way.
Over the next 2 weeks, I will be quitting smoking and taking you on a journey to what that's like.
Tobacco smoking significantly increases the risk of 12 types of cancer, and one in seven current smokers will get lung cancer in their lifetime. The risk of cancer increases with the number of cigarettes smoked per day. Even light smokers of 1 to 5 cigarettes per day have an almost 10 times increased risk of lung cancer. That's according to new research conducted by the Daffodil Centre. Senior research fellow Dr. Marianne Weber leads this large-scale project which highlights the dangers of smoking.
I mean, Australia's had a lot of success in tobacco control over the years, to the point where Australia has now one of the lowest rates of smoking prevalence in the world. So it's around 11%, but we know that this is not true for subgroups of the population. So some of our older Australians and people with mental health problems and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, we know that their smoking rates are all higher than the 11% for the whole population. So I think we've still got some more work to do, which really demonstrates the importance of studies like this.
It's called the 45 and Up study, which is the largest long-term study of an older age group ever undertaken in Australia. Demographic, health and lifestyle information were gathered from over 266,000 people across New South Wales. Dr. Weber is using the data source, monitored over a 15-year period, to investigate the importance of lifestyle factors that affect cancer risk. For current smokers, the lifetime risk of lung cancer ranges from 14% overall to 26%. Tobacco smoking significantly increases risk for cancers of the lung, larynx, liver, esophagus, bladder, pancreas, head, neck, stomach, colorectum, kidney, and gallbladder. Dr. Weber has an interest in the health of immigrant and Indigenous populations.
Hopefully, you know, this research will be integrated into supporting public health education campaigns and used for mass media anti-smoking materials that we can really target to the subpopulations now that we know needed a little bit of extra support and help to, you know, change those cultural norms around smoking. I think around 25% of the cohort were not born in Australia. So we do have a range of people from all sorts of different countries, many places in Europe, even sub-Saharan Africa, people from Asia, Southeast Asia, India. And we have looked at the smoking differences in smoking for those people born overseas.
The new statistics are not all doom and gloom. The findings also show record low levels of smoking among teenagers now, with around 97% of 14 to 17-year-olds having never smoked. The Cancer Council's Public Health Committee Chair, Anita Desai, is urging state and federal governments to renew mass media anti-smoking campaigns to reach Australia's 2.5 million daily smokers.
Governments really, really need to invest and reintroduce those hard-hitting mass media public education campaigns. Tobacco smoking can sometimes play a role in terms of cultural norms. We know particularly amongst Arabic-speaking communities, as well as people from China or from Vietnam, that smoking is also particularly higher amongst men rather than women. And so for those migrants to Australia, some of those levels of smoking come with them when they do arrive in Australia. We want to make sure that governments are investing in those quit smoking campaigns. They're also reaching different language groups, multilingual communities, and reminding them that they also need to quit smoking.
The key message from experts is that smoking causes preventable cancers. Lung cancer is one of the most prevalent cancers, and the most significant risk factor is smoking. Tobacco smoke contains about 7,000 compounds, many of which are toxins, and 69 carcinogens. There are multilingual resources available via the ICAN Quit campaign, Quitline and Cancer Council, just to name a few. Here are some messages from Connie, New South Wales Health's Chinese Quitline advisor, followed by Aziz, New South Wales Health's Arabic Quitline Advisor.
The Quitline service is a free, non-judgmental telephone advice and support service to help you quit smoking. You can call the Chinese Quitline on 1300 784836 and speak to a professional advisor in Mandarin or Cantonese.
You can call the Arabic Quitline on our number, which is 1300 784803. And speak to our professional advisor in Arabic. We can provide you with lots of helpful information, including many approaches to quitting to find what works best for you.
Globally, new research shows there were almost 8 million deaths associated with smoking in 2019, and 89% of new smokers were addicted by the age of 25. The number of smokers worldwide increased to 1.1 billion in 2019, with tobacco smoking causing 7.7 million deaths. Researchers say the global number of smokers continues to rise, and there is particular concern over high rates of smoking among young people. Using data from 3,625 nationally representative surveys, three collaborative studies have been published in the Lancet Public Health Journal by the Global Burden of Disease Collaboration. According to the World Health Organization, around 780 million people say they want to quit, but only 30% of them have access to the tools needed to do so. Dr. Dongbo Fu from WHO's Tobacco Free Initiative explains the psychological challenges when trying to ditch the habit.
Their body and brain get used to functioning on a certain level of nicotine. If they quit, their body need to learn how to function without nicotine. This adjustment process will make them feel uncomfortable and cause withdrawal symptoms. They normally link tobacco use and tobacco with certain emotions, thoughts, and beliefs. For example, they tend to smoke when they feel angry, they feel stressed, they feel happy, or they feel sad. They need to break these connections that have formed the habit.
For tips on how to quit, call Quitline on 13QUIT, which is 137848, or access the I Can Quit website, Cancer Council website, the Daffodil Centre, or the Help to Quit website. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.